Let's begin today's program with another amazing testimony. On the line is Kathy Philo. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your former mother-in-law, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, explain that.
Well, my former mother-in-law was Mrs. Virginia Leek, and I was married previously to her son, David, who was Captain David Leek, and he was declared missing in action in 1972 in Vietnam. And he was a pilot.
She's your forever mother-in-law, you said.
You betcha. She's my Naomi.
Okay. Now, I understand that she had loss of sight. Had she totally lost her sight?
She had macular degeneration, and that had taken her sight for 7 years.
Okay.
And she basically came into the conference with me not able to see, except for maybe side vision, just blurred movement of cars. She gray blurs. And on the side.
All right, she was at the conference, and
mm-hmm.
some folks came and prayed for her.
Yes, yes.
Tell me what happened.
Well, we brought her up to the front after the message by Cal, which really zeroed in right to her heart. And the Lord had prepared her in a very tremendous way to receive the healing that night. But a sweet woman prayed for Mom, and just a very simple but a very powerful prayer of faith and the power of God's love over my mother-in-law, and laid hands on her eyes. And afterwards, I stood in front of her and asked her if she was able to see me, and she couldn't see me, but she gained her sight peripherally. And that's how the macular degeneration came on. It goes from the center of the eye to the outside until it takes the full sight of the eye. And now the Lord is lifting it in the reverse way. So Mom gained her peripheral vision the first night of the conference. She was able to see for the first time the outline of a woman's jacket off to her right. And then the most moving thing was that she was a farm wife who used to grow gladiolas in profuse numbers, hundreds of them. And she always had the flowers, God's creation, in her home. And she loved the colors. And the most grievous thing to her heart was when she lost her sight, she wasn't able to see the colors of God's creation. And when she first opened her eyes, she not only saw the jacket on the lady to the right, but she saw the abundance of flowers that were around the whole stage area. She said, "Kathy, aren't those flowers? There's a bunch of potted flowers all around the stage area there." And I says, "Oh, yes, Mom." And we kind of lost it there. And she took me by the hand and actually pulled me to the stage. And then, like a little robin tilts his head, she was tilting her eye down to about 6 inches over those flowers. And then she finally came out with the comment, "Oh, Kathy, they're bright red. They're bright red, and they're mums." And then we kind of lost it again, and they were burnt orange color in an amber light off the stage, and they were bright red. And then she proceeded to drag me the whole length of the stage, leaning over about 6 inches, tilting her head to see, telling me that they were yellow ones, and then there was white with yellow in the center. And so God, in his sweet way, just gave her the ability to see his creation again. And that was the beginning. And then the rest of the night, we went on a sightseeing tour. By the end of the 4 days, she was actually seeing in front of her. She went up on the stage to give glory to God. And she said that when she came, she had macular degeneration, but she's leaving with miracular regeneration.
That is another of the amazing testimonies that we've been hearing here at the Healing Rooms, and actually they've been coming in from all over the country. With me is Spokane Healing Rooms Director Cal Pierce, and we were talking last time about the healing word. We listened to the testimony of Linda Davies, who was healed of HIV, and I was telling Cal that one of the last things that she said as we were talking, I said, if you talk to someone who had a similar diagnosis of HIV positive, what would be the one thing you would say to them? And she said, "I was healed by his word."
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that's what is so profound about Linda's healing and how she received it is she had an understanding that the Father said that he sent his word and healed them. And she got a hold of the word and the power of the word that was planted in her heart. And when you plant something in your heart, it's supposed to take root. You know, it's the Bible says that the word is the seed, It's the seed of divine life. And what Linda did was she took the word and she planted it in the good ground of her heart. And she didn't just plant the seed and walk away from it. She planted the seed and then she began to water it. And if you're going to have a harvest of healing, you must plant the seed and then do something after you plant it. And that's what faith is all about. Linda got a hold of the faith that is the substance of what she hoped for. And the interesting thing about talking about the seed and talking about faith is they go hand in hand. Faith is the substance of what Linda was hoping for, that manifestation. But the faith was not the thing she was hoping for, but the substance of it. And that's real important to understand, because the increase is that substance. The increase is always in the seed, but we release it with what we do with the seed. And so Linda took the seed of the word and she planted it in the good ground, watered it with her faith and confession, and she confessed those things that were not as though they were. Her confession was, I am healed by his stripes, because that's what it says in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked on that, and she talked about that, and she took it into her heart and soul. And when she did that, it began to take root and began to produce the harvest. So often, we don't have a proper understanding of how faith in trusting in God's word releases the power of that word to produce the harvest. We sometimes get this idea that that God is going to come and do it, and sometimes we pray, well, God, come and heal me. But when you stop and think about it, He has done everything He's going to do about healing. When He sent His Son to the cross to make the provision, it was a completed work, and there is nothing left to be done but for us to take what was at the cross and begin to apply it to ourselves. And that takes acting on that seed, doing something with it, planting it in our heart. Let me put it this way: if God only promised healing, it would be up to Him to heal us.
Mm-hmm.
But He doesn't just promise healing; He offers it to us.
He's actually given us the seed, and just as if we had some garden seed, if we leave it sitting on the shelf, it'll never really grow into anything.
Exactly, yes. We have to take that offering of what Christ provided, by His stripes you were healed, and plant it into that good ground in our heart, and then not come along later and try to dig it up to see if it's taken root. That's kind of what we do.
Would kill it.
Oh, absolutely. And we miss something. You know, here's a scripture in Hebrews 10:35 and 36 that I think kind of gives a key to holding fast to that which is good once you plant the seed. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of confidence, so that when you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. God says we need to have confidence in His word and plant it and keep it planted, because it will have a great reward for us. And we have need of endurance. Endurance doesn't mean enduring under the sickness. It means to be consistently constant in that word, no matter what. Because we have need of endurance, it says, so that when we have done the will of God on this issue, that we might receive the promise. Well, the promise is the manifestation. So Linda did not allow doubt and unbelief to come into her life. She held fast to that which is good, walked in the promise, took the offering of it, and then began to let that seed begin to grow in her confidence in God, and she established endurance in God as well. And that endurance kept her going over that five-month period until finally she had gone to the doctor and there was no sign of HIV existing in her body.
The parallels between faith for healing and faith for salvation are amazing. Obviously, we can't clean ourselves up and come to the Lord. He has to deal with those things subsequent to us giving our hearts to Him. And as those things are beginning to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit, our lives become more and more like Jesus. The same thing's true with healing.
Absolutely. When we're born again up front, but we have to begin to walk out the things of God, and they begin to transform us. And when we're healed, we can take healing up front and then begin to walk it out and let it begin to transform the physical body. So salvation saves the spirit of man, and if you want to think of it this way, healing saves the physical man. It's just the same. I mean, if Linda was not healed, she would have been lost in the physical realm, because the whole idea of that AIDS virus is to take you out.
Mm-hmm.
So the healing is to keep you in, because God wants us to stay in so that we can proclaim the things of God and not die. Because if you die, how are you going to proclaim the things of God? He wants those things to be proclaimed. And that's what we're doing now. Linda was able to live, and this testimony of hers proclaims Christ the healer to a world that needs healing. And that's the whole idea.
Now, I know it's not necessary for us to have suffered from a particular disease in order to be able to minister healing to others that have that disease, but she is now running around looking for people that have been diagnosed HIV positive or even full-blown AIDS, because she feels she has a certain mantle of authority based on what Jesus has done in her life to pray for those folks.
Yes, she does. She's already bringing people that have that have gone beyond the HIV part, that have full-blown AIDS, into the healing room. She brought a lady in for prayer here a week or two ago, and that's absolutely wonderful, you know, because she is beginning to take what God has given her, and she's beginning to give it away. And that's what we need to do. The healing isn't just for us to get healed and then just do nothing. The healing is for us to get healed and then begin to do something, share what God has given us into a world that has lost folks in it and sick folks in it, to begin to impart what God has. That's our commission. We're saved for a purpose. Linda's come into a realization, obviously going through this process, that her life doesn't belong to her. It was purchased at the cross in blood when Jesus purchased it, and he purchased it so that she could become a vessel and a testimony of the power and presence of our Lord and what he provided at the cross, so that others can benefit also.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll pick it up next time on The Healing Word, and thank you, Cal.
Well, thank you, Rod. Bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus, the Healer, presented by Healing Rooms Ministries. Our goal is to see the healing anointing released across America and around the world. Jesus wants to heal you, and he wants to use you to heal others. His word says, "These signs will follow them that believe. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." If you believe and are willing to lay hands on the sick, you will see miraculous things happen as you obey Jesus. If you'd like more information about Healing Rooms Ministries, and please join us next time for Jesus, the Healer, releasing the healing anointing across America and around the world. Brought to you by Healing Rooms Ministries.
For healing prayer, please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays. We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York. Please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at healingsyracuse.com. If there's anything too hard for God, will God meet your needs? Let's ask Him.